Modern Smoker.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Hey, what a blissful day. Everywhere, but especially today. I'm looking forward to our discussion.
Dr. Sheely, you know, 2 days ago it was minus 10 to minus 12. Now it's 28 degrees. What a difference 40 degrees makes. It's only 28 and it feels balmy.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, it reminds me of living in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. After it's been 40 below, which was not that rare up there, you get back to zero wasn't bad.
Right. Yeah. It's that 40 degree difference. It makes a huge difference. You know, as the polar vortex begins to thaw, it left 21 dead in its wake. 11,000 flights were grounded. And in Michigan, there's a town named Hell. That's the name of this town. And Hell froze over.
Right.
During the...
we know the several jokes around that one.
Yeah, yeah. And temperatures in the Midwest, where we are, were colder than Antarctica. Seriously. So cold temperatures recorded were set records. So I just wanted to share that with the class. Now, today, we have a large class. There are 17 of us in class today. Dr. Norman Sheely is in Missouri. Grace Thorne and her sixth grade class is in Ryan, Oklahoma. I'm in Missouri. So we have 14 sixth graders joining us, and Grace Thorne is a sixth grade teacher, Ryan Public Schools, Ryan, Oklahoma. She's been to our Get Prepared Expos and meetups. She's a leader in education. All teachers, I suggest, should consider following her example. She's with us for the fourth time. The class is broadcasting with us, and they're going to ask their questions of medicine and human behavior. All of these are of personal nature, and they're going to ask these questions right here on this broadcast classroom. Additionally, I'd like to share with you that Grace Thorne exposes her class to 2 hours of USAprepares.com, the radio broadcast, 2 hours each week as part of their education. So for the next 2 hours, let's remember back to what it was like being an 11-year-old. What did you want to know? What did you want to know as an 11-year-old regarding medicine and human behavior? And I suggest that you download this broadcast, share it with your young children. They, too, may want to join our radio broadcast classroom. Welcome, Grace Thorne.
Thank you, Vincent.
And welcome, class. It's so great to be with you. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, class, we're delighted to be with you. And I have I have all your names. Oh, and, you know, I wanted to thank you. To my right in the studio, I have a plaque that you handmade for me. It's hanging where I see it all the time when I'm in the studio. It's to my right. It says, "No whining." I wanted to thank you for that. And I wanted to thank you for signing it. You all signed the back of it. So it will be in my studio from now on. So thank you so much, class. Savannah, you're up first. You've got a question for Dr. Norman Sheely. Please go ahead.
Good morning. And what causes brain cancer?
Well, that's a great question, and I've thought about it a lot since Vince sent me these in advance. basically, we do not know the absolute cause of any cancer. But what we do know is that the cancer occurs primarily in people whose immune system is weakened. The immune system is that part of your body, both in the tissues, but especially in the bloodstream, where you have white blood cells of various kinds and where you have antibodies that help protect you against foreign things. When this immune system is strong, your chances of developing any kind of cancer are far less. And what is it that makes the immune system weak? The same thing that causes all other kinds of illness, stress. And the important thing to know about stress is that it is physical, it is chemical, it is electromagnetic, and it is emotional. So any one of those can overcome your normal immune system and produce some kind of disease in which the DNA, your genes, actually lose their ability to protect you. And so we don't know, but we do know that the most important thing you can do for your health overall is to keep your immune system strong.
So, Dr. Shuley, to add to that, you mentioned that stress is physical, chemical, electromagnetic, and emotional. So are we saying that if we are angry with someone, let's say we have a disagreement or an argument in school, that those things can make our health worse?
Yes. Yes. Hans Selye is sort of known as the great, great father of stress medicine. He was a wonderful researcher in the, in fact, I actually met him several times, lived into his 70s, and he died, I think, in the early 80s. But he was really a tremendous person, and he spent his entire life working on the biochemistry and physiology of stress. For instance, he demonstrated, among other things, that going to bed for a week is as stressful to your body as breaking your leg. So inactivity is one of the great stressors.
So, Dr. Shuley, when I was in elementary school, we had recess. And we all looked forward to recess. Savannah, do you look forward to recess?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Shuley, is recess important? Is that an important part of education? If you compare recess to some of the other activities that go on in school, like reading, writing, arithmetic, mathematics, history, is recess important? And if so, why is it important?
Well, it's important for all people. Even people after they get out of school need some periods of relief, if you will, from excess focus on one thing at a time. And we know that, for instance, if you really take this to its ultimate use, if you spend 20 minutes in deep relaxation twice a day, it lowers your adrenaline production and your insulin requirement by 50% for the whole 24 hours. So working hard, whether it's in school or at any other kind of job, without some kind of breaks during it, can be harmful. And, of course, if you move during that recess, just 3 to 5 minutes of physical activity, moderate physical activity, actually reduces the stress just as well as deep relaxation.
So, Dr. Shuley, are we saying that if we go out to recess as an elementary school child and we play and run around and do things that we would be expected to do, that we might come back and be more attentive to learning and be more productive in our classroom activities?
Absolutely. No question about it. Just standing up, and you can go to YouTube and see Bouncing with Dr. Shuley on a YouTube that I did. And just standing up, I've often said if people would just stand up for 3 minutes every hour, and bounce in place. Just simply bend your knees and move your arms up and down as if you were walking but not moving forward. That kind of relatively minor exercise would be phenomenally helpful to mental health, you know, alertness, having fun, and overall physical health.
Savannah, do you have a follow-up question that you'd like to ask?
Yes. Do most people die from brain cancer?
Well, brain cancer is rarely curable today. From the child point of view, the interesting thing is that 50% of all brain tumors in children are so-called benign. They can be cured with surgery. And one of my, you know, favorite operations of all times was removing these benign tumors, most often in the cerebellum, the back part of the brain, because they're curable. In fact, one of the ones that I remember most was in a young man who was like 10 or 11 at the time, and his parents were Jehovah's Witnesses. So I had to agree to operate upon his brain tumor that I would not give him blood. And we agreed that if I, you know, lost enough blood, I'd have to stop the operation. Well, fortunately, I was able to complete the operation, and 15 years later, I got a letter from this young man thanking me for having operated upon him. That's very rewarding. So in children, 50% of all brain tumors are benign and curable. In adults, only 10% of brain tumors are benign and curable with surgery. The other treatments are radiation, which can slow down the progress of a malignant tumor, and chemotherapy, which really has not, after 50 years of trial, added much yet.
Savannah, do you have another part to your question?
No.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Questions, they're great.
Yeah, and Dr. Shealy, since you've mentioned this, maybe we should talk about, you mentioned electromagnetic radiation. Would you like to share with our class today your thoughts on the use of a cell phone, sleeping next to a cell phone, the relationship to brain cancer maybe being caused by a cell phone?
Well, the evidence is pretty good from my point of view, who studied the brain for 60-plus years, that electromagnetic, especially cell phones used frequently, does increase the risk of both brain cancer, but more particularly of a benign tumor, but still a pretty serious one, called an acoustic neuroma.
Hold that thought, Dr. Shealy. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Let's continue that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you.
you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
17 of us here today, 17 of us broadcasting, Grace Thorne's elementary school class, Ryan Public Schools, Ryan, Oklahoma. Dr. Norman Sheila is with us, dispensing medical information, answering questions that sixth graders want to know. Savannah had the first question, and it dealt with brain cancer. And Dr. Sheila was telling us about the relationship between cell phones and brain cancer. So I think it's so important. Dr. Sheely, would you finish up your thoughts, your recommendations? And
well, we know that the incidence of brain cancer has doubled in the last 25 years. Secondly, the incidence of these benign tumors that are on the nerve with which you hear, the eighth cranial nerve, acoustic neuronomas, has gone up as much as four times in people who use a cell phone a lot. So I don't think that using a cell phone a few minutes a day is harmful. I think using it an hour a day and more can be. And so personally, I do not use a cell phone for any kind of ordinary conversation on the phone. I have a desk phone still hooked into the wall and all that, and that's what I'm talking on right now. And by the way, in case you're ever on one of these telephone radio programs, the desk phone is about 100 times better than a cell phone for keeping your communication stable while you're on it. But I just don't like to use a cell phone excessively. So I probably use it only for urgent situations, and that's what I recommend.
Okay, great, great question, Savannah, and thanks so much for that, Dr. Shuey. Brooke, you're up next. And you've got a question for Dr. Norman Sheely.
Good morning. How harmful is secondhand smoke?
Secondhand smoke.
I can't hear her.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, the question Brooke asked was, how harmful is secondhand smoke?
Well, about 80% as harmful as firsthand smoke. There's some phenomenal studies that show that people who are exposed, you know, for many hours a day, living in the household with someone who smokes a lot, have just as many risks of cancer, heart disease, infections and stuff as people who smoke themselves. So cigarette smoke, tobacco smoke, of course, living in any kind of smoke, but especially tobacco smoke is extremely dangerous to your health, to your brain, your lungs, your immune system. I don't recommend it.
Dr. Shealy, we heat our house with wood, and when I open the wood furnace, I try to wear a respirator because I get a face full of smoke. I hold my breath, I open the door, I stand back, I wait, and I still try to wear a respirator whenever I can to avoid even the smoke from a wood fire that's heating our house. Brooke, do you have a second part of that question that you'd like to ask Dr. Shealy?
Yes. Is dipping stuff as bad as smoking?
Well, it isn't as bad on your lungs. As far as your total body immune system, it's just as bad, and it markedly increases the risk of cancer in the mouth, tongue, throat, etc. So you don't have quite as high a risk of lung cancer, but you have an even worse kind, which is right there in your mouth. So let's face it, there's nothing good about tobacco, whether you chew it or smoke it. That is, there's nothing good. Nothing good. It's all bad.
Mm-hmm. Brooke, is there another part of that question that you'd like to ask? Because, what I'm hearing from you are very, very serious questions that I believe, and no one has told me this, but I believe that these questions relate to experiences in your life. Is that true, Brooke?
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that it must be true for everybody.
Okay. All right. Brooke, do you have a second part of that question or a third part?
Yes. Is cancer in mouth curable?
Well, it can be. I had a friend many years ago had to have half his tongue cut off and removed, but it cured him. So if you get it early enough, it can be cured with surgery.
Wow. Wow. Brooke, thanks so much for that question.
Hey, I didn't get I opened up the original letter, gave me all the, I didn't get her other question.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll do the first question. Each student has two questions. We'll do the first question first, and then if we have time, we'll get to their second question.
Okay.
Class, you are listening to sixth graders asking the questions that they want to know. And Dr. Shealy is answering them in a way that I think your whole family should hear these answers. I really mean that. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us today. We're going to continue in just a minute.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDryGuy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDryGuy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We have an active class. Class is on the radio. They write letters to Congress. And when Congress doesn't respond, the class writes a follow-up letter. Seriously, Grace Thorne's class. Grace Thorne's a leader in education. Coming up next, Alexa. Alexa, you've got a question for Dr. Norman Shuley.
Hi.
Alexa.
Is it harmful to swallow gum?
No. I don't know any reason that, you know, swallowing gum that you've been chewing is harmful. I don't think it has any benefit, but I can't imagine that it would cause much trouble.
Now, Dr. Shuler, you're not recommending, you know, just putting gum in your mouth and just swallowing it, and, you know, instead of disposing it in the wrapper and putting it in the
trash. Well, no. Yeah. We're talking about harm versus optimal behavior.
Right.
I don't know of any physical or physiological, chemical or otherwise harm from, you know, swallowing gum. Now, a big hunk of bubble gum, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't think most people would swallow that. It's too big. Have a chewed bubble gum in like 70 years, so I don't know.
So, Dr. Shuler, what I guess the question is if you accidentally swallow it, do you need to panic? And I guess you're saying no, correct?
No, absolutely. Okay. Don't worry about it.
So, Alexa, you're not thinking about swallowing gum as a regular habit, are you?
No.
Okay, Alexa, do you have a follow-up question?
Yes. Is sugar-free gum better than regular gum?
And I didn't hear that question because it's not the
sugar. Is sugar-free gum better than regular gum?
Yes. The sugar-free gum that has xylitol in it is far better for your teeth. There's good evidence that it does not cause dental decay the way sugar does. Therefore, if you're going to chew gum, and by the way, I think there are benefits of chewing gum. The jaw muscles and the teeth and gums do benefit from chewing. It's sort of like exercise for the mouth, and it's better exercise than just talking because you actually are doing something physical. And therefore, I do like xylitol sugar-free gum.
Okay, but what about, maybe we ought to mention what your thoughts are on other non-sugar sweeteners. I think
like Splenda, which I just, in fact, my newsletter came out today called Splenda is Not Splendid, and aspartame, which I call Unequal. Both of them are definitely harmful. They cause problems in all kinds of ways, including migraine, epilepsy, high blood pressure, etc. Don't use aspartame or Splenda, especially.
So, Alexa, what Dr. Shuler has just said is that those little packets that you see at the restaurants that are substitutes for sugar are not good for you. Don't consume them, and try to convince other people who are in your family not to consume them also, okay? I believe that's what he's saying. But he is saying that the chewing movement of chewing gum is good for you. Now, Dr. Shuler, I have a feeling that this might be our last broadcast with Grace Thorne's class because you're recommending chewing gum, and I'll bet you...
I didn't say where you should chew it or when you should chew it, but, you know, just an hour a day probably is adequate exercise for your teeth and gums.
Grace Thorne, did we just cause a problem in school with that recommendation that chewing gum is a beneficial thing?
Well, I was just thinking that we might start doing it.
An hour of chewing gum during the day. I love it.
Every school system principal in the country is just cringed if when they hear that.
They're armed and ready right now. They're fixing to do it.
I can see we roused the class.
Alexa, did you have an additional point that you'd like to make or question?
No.
Okay, let's go on to Gabby. Gabby, you're next. Your question for Dr. Norman Shuler.
Who's next, Vincent?
Gabby is next.
Gabby, come on, Gabby. No, Gabby, Kimmy.
Do we have Gabby?
Yes.
Okay, Gabby, what is your question for Dr. Norman Shuler?
Okay.
What causes migraine headaches?
Well, migraines are caused to some extent by a dilation, that is a widening of the arteries that are in the base of the brain. And they don't like to be dilated. They can occur in anyone, but certain people are particularly prone to having migraine. Migraine is more common in women, about twice as often as in men. So it has some genetic component. And it's about 17% of adult women and about 9% of adult men. And it can occur in childhood. It is caused also by stress. It is particularly aggravated by monosodium glutamate, MSG, which is prevalent in a lot of packaged foods and fast food restaurant foods and Chinese foods. So you want to avoid monosodium glutamate. It's not good for your brain otherwise, but also it can actually precipitate a migraine. I've had one migraine-type headache in my entire life. It came after eating at a Chinese restaurant in Phoenix, and I noticed afterwards when my headache began that it was the food had been very salty. Now, one of the best things you can do to bring migraine under control is something called temperature biofeedback, in which you learn to warm your hands mentally. And 84% of people with migraine can keep them under control once they've learned mentally how to warm their hands. Since I knew that when I had this headache after monosodium glutamate, I just lay down for 10 minutes and practiced that technique, and the headache went away.
Dr. Shuley, is that something that we could talk about in a future broadcast in more detail, how to warm your hands?
Mentally? Absolutely.
Okay. Gabby, we will do that. Cammy, why don't we move on to your question. What is your question, Cammy?
Okay. Is it okay for a friend to pierce my ears?
No. I highly discourage that. The possibility of an infection is much too great. Get it done professionally.
So Cammy, you're concerned about having your ears pierced. Let me share this with you. Our daughter wanted her ears pierced when she was about your age, and I said, I'll tell you what. When you're 21, you can have your ears pierced. And you know what's funny about that? She was furious with me when I said that. But I don't think she had her ears pierced until she was 22. But here's the thing. This is just my opinion. More holes in the ear is not so good. Maybe one in each ear in the right spot, you know, in the earlobe. Dr. Shuley, what do you think about multiple piercings of the body?
Yeah, I definitely would not do more than one in the lobe itself. And doing the other parts of the ear actually can interfere. There's something called ear acupuncture. And, of course, those that come up around the top and outside of the ear might really interfere a lot with the biochemistry and electricity of your body. But our daughter had hers done at about 12 by a professional, and it's no problem. But I would never, ever let someone who's not really trained do this.
Mm-hmm. And Cammy, here's another point. You really want to make sure that when this is done, that they're put exactly in the right spot. And what I'm saying by that is you don't want one earring to be higher or lower than the other earring. You know what I'm saying? You want them to be centered right in that earlobe perfectly. So you're probably going to want to have a professional do it. Dr. Shuley, now let's talk about once the ears are pierced, what should be done? I mean, most people have a gold earring put in the ear. Gold is inert, and if it's clean, it won't cause an infection. But other things could cause an infection or a problem, correct?
That's right. And now once it's well healed, let's say 3 months after and you've had no problem, then silver is okay also. But I would never use anything other than gold or silver through the ear when it's been properly pierced. And during the time when it's healing, and personally, I think it should be wiped off at least once a day, very gently with some rubbing alcohol. If it gets the least bit irritated, use triple antibiotic ointment.
Okay. And Dr. Shuley, maybe this is the time when you should dispense some information about tattoos.
Well, personally, I think they are bad in many, many, many respects. It's not easily, almost impossible, in fact, to really get them removed safely. And it discolors the body. It has some toxic things. And there's some evidence of increased long-term skin cancer over people who don't have tattoos. I don't recommend tattoos, period. End of report.
Okay. Cammy, do you have another part of that question that you'd like to ask?
Yeah. What do you think of belly button piercing?
Again, I
belly
can't
button do piercing. She
about
she's
what?
Belly button piercings. Having a, you know, a hole put through your belly button so you can wear
jewelry. I thought that, you know, and that's so repulsive. I think it's that. Now you talk about danger. I think that is much more dangerous, and I don't recommend it. The ears, no other part of the body, no other part of the body.
Cammy, let me share this with you and in the rest of the class. Dr. Norman Shuley is a medical doctor, and he's a surgeon. So he has lots of experience cutting people for surgery, opening them up. And if he's telling you that a belly button piercing is not a good idea, please take him seriously. If we come back, Haley, you're up with your question.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So coming up next is Kaylee. You've got a question for Dr. Norman Shuley?
Yes. Why do people get shingles after they've had the chicken pox?
Well, because their immune system is weakened. And so shingles is much more common in older people. It can occur at any age, but it almost always occurs when there's been some recent major stress. Since this visit to Munich Cuba twice, the single best thing we know to keep your immune system strong is vitamin D3. 50,000 units once a month is what I recommend for all children up until about age 18, and 50,000 once a week forever afterwards. There was a study done in Australia back some years ago where they gave school children just 600,000 units once a year. That's how safe it is if you don't do it more than once a year. And it cut the incidence of flu and other viral infections by about 80%. The important thing is to keep your immune system strong.
So, Dr. Shuley, you're recommending, if I heard you correctly, 50,000 units for young children once a month. Now, what are the ages?
Well, I actually start at age one. It can be opened as a tiny little capsule and put into their food. And actually, all my grandchildren have been on it for at least 10 years. My 15-year-old grandson, who now is up to 145 pounds and 6 feet tall, I actually converted him to once a week this summer. So once you get up to about 140 to 150 pounds, once a week is okay. But once a month for people under that weight and under that age.
Dr. Shuley, would this help if the students took this, and this is not a prescription item, this is an over-the-counter item. It's called vitamin D, the letter D.
But it has to be D3, by the way.
Number 3, vitamin D-3, okay? Vitamin D3. It's available over the counter. A year's supply of this, Dr. Shuley, what would a year's supply cost?
Well, if you get the 50,000 unit capsules, you get 100 of them for $30. So it's almost a 2-year supply for that amount. Now, I do want to say, don't take more than that. There are slight risks from taking an excess of vitamin D3, and that can cause you to have too high a calcium level in your blood. But as long as you are healthy otherwise, have normal kidney function, 50,000 once a week in adults and once a month in children is safe.
Now, will this help their development? Will this help, their physical development, Dr. Shuley, as well? Might it help their educational development? Would it make them, give them a potential to be a better student?
Yes. It's good for the entire body, including the brain.
Okay. Kaylee, do you have another portion of that question that you'd like to ask Dr. Shuley?
Yes. Do you think vaccinations are bad for kids?
I'm sorry, Vince.
Do you think vaccinations are bad for children?
No. There are some risks of vaccinations and taking too many of them at one time or having one when you're already sick with a cold or something like that. But honestly, I think there's just no question that we have brought under control in this country smallpox, for instance, polio, measles in general. There's no question that the risk of having some of those diseases is greater than the risk of having the vaccine.
And are there some vaccines, Dr. Shuley, that you're concerned about?
Well, my biggest concern is the papillomavirus one. I don't think the evidence is adequate for that at this point. But the major thing also is giving too many at one time and in a child who might not be optimally well.
Okay. We're going into the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And when we come back, Walter, you're up when we come back at the top of the hour. And I've got a special message for Walter when we come back. Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Grace Thorne's with us. The Ryan, Oklahoma 6th grade class is with us. We're teaching school a little differently from what you might expect in the typical classroom across the United States of America. This is USAForParis.com. Revolutionizing education. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.